And so I bid you all grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your King is coming. Behold, your King is coming to you. And that is our entree into this great and holy week as once again we seek to recall and better understand what was accomplished in our salvation. Your King is coming to you. But we have to start with acknowledging that he is not a king like the kings of this world. By the time we get to Friday this week, we will again have heard Jesus pointedly telling Pontius Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." His kingdom does not abide by the rules of this world's kingdoms. He doesn't at all behave like this world's kings. And yet we know that he is anointed king. He is the rightful heir of David. He has taken his throne. Still, just consider that image of him riding up to Jerusalem on the donkey. Could anything have seemed less kingly? He had no worldly grandeur or power. His followers were a ragtag lot, not the best sort of people. He had no army with him. He levied no taxes. He held no territory. And yet he was come, he is come to exercise his royal prerogative. And you might say, well, what's that? Well, he has come to you with pardon. The kings of this world, they punish. But your King, Jesus, he pardons. He releases. He has come to fight for you, and not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in this present age of darkness. And why? Because he loves you. That is his power. That is his rule. That is his authority. Love. Love goes. Love comes where it is needed, regardless of the cost. Behold, your King is coming. Jesus rode up to Jerusalem that Sunday afternoon, knowing that he wasn't wanted by many dwelling there. No matter the enthusiasm of the crowds over the signs, some 6 months earlier, might remember that the Pharisees had tried to stone him. The Sanhedrin, the ruling council, let it be known that if anyone knew Jesus' whereabouts during the festival, they were to report it to them. The Sanhedrin, the leaders, they didn't want Jesus because he was a rival to their power. As Jesus rode up to Jerusalem that afternoon in love, he knew that many of those who did want him, who were shouting their hosannas and blessed is the son of David, the king, he knew that many of them wanted him for the wrong reason. They were looking for someone to make Israel great again, someone who would get rid of the cursed Romans, who would save the nation from crooked and self-interested politicians. But that was not what Jesus was come for. He has come in love to redeem the world. As Jesus rode up to Jerusalem that afternoon, he knew everything that was going to happen. He already knew his betrayer. He already knew how the disciples would scatter early that Friday morning at his arrest. He knew that Peter would deny even knowing him at the courtyard of Annas. As Jesus rode toward the city gate there, perhaps he could even see the garrison of the Roman fortress across the temple courtyard, and he knew how Pilate was going to wash his hands and declare himself done with it. As he rode up, he already knew the bite of the scourge lashing his back. He knew how the nails would pierce his hands, his feet. He knew it all, and yet still he rode on, because that's what love does. Now, do I need to mention this morning that there are times when you and I, in our day-to-day lives, we're not so sure that we really want Jesus? Or maybe there are times when we want Jesus for the wrong reason, and yet he still comes to us, comes to you as king, because that's what love does. He comes to you in humility, he comes to you righteous and having salvation because you need redemption. The truth of Scripture is that all of us are under the power and authority of the accuser, Satan, unless we are ransomed and bought back. We couldn't pay the price ourselves, for we had nothing with which to pay. So Christ, our King, gave himself as the redemption price. And thus you and I are delivered from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. Jesus comes to you having set aside his glory because you need grace. You need the free and undeserved gift of God's goodwill and mercy, for nothing we can do, nothing that we can say, nothing that we can offer could ever earn God's favor. Turns out you and I, we are broken, we are willful. We simply are not good enough. Jesus, innocent and righteous, comes to us with the free gift because that is what love does. Jesus comes to us found in fashion as a man, taking on the form of a slave because you and I need life. We all know that. We know that viscerally, right? We see death at work all around us. At times we might feel it in our bones. None of us can go on forever. Bodies wear down. The spirit departs. Dust we were. To dust we shall return. And yet remember that when God first breathed into Adam and Adam became a living being, God did not intend for him to die. God is a God of the living. And he wants us to have life. And so he sent the Son, his Son, our King, to bring us life, to bring us his life, eternal, reconciled, at peace. He gives up his life so that you and I can share it because that is what love does. Jesus comes to us obedient, even to death on the cross, because we need love. We need his love. His love, which is full of genuine and unchanging warmth and affection. His love, which ever and always seeks what is good and what is right and what is truly beneficial for us. His love that gives us what we need, not counting the cost to himself. His love that embraces us, not because we are lovable, but because he seeks to make us lovely, adorning us with every gift and grace of the Holy Spirit. His love does not vary. It never abandons us. It rejoices over us so that we never need fear that he will cast us away. For that is what love does. It endures. It holds fast. It always seeks. It always reconciles. It always forgives. Behold, your King is coming, because that is what love does. And that's the drama and the joy of this Palm Sunday. To see that love comes to those who need it, whether they know it or not, whether they think they even want it or not. Love has come to you, my friends, in Christ. So receive your King and rejoice. Even so, amen. And now may that peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the glorious day of his appearing. Amen.